So an interesting announcement the other day. Kubota Tractor, which, you know, is based here, they're in Grapevine, just hired a new ad agency. Well, these are the people that we know from McDonald's and Six Flags and Methodist Hospital and Midas. And now they're selling tractors. I don't know how you do that, but I know who can. Matt Powell is the CEO of Maroc and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to join and spend time with you, David.
So Maroc Agency can do anything. How do you sell? I mean, some of these tractors are $169,000. How do you put together a campaign to sell $169,000 tractors?
Well, they're a fascinating business. They've been in Grapevine since 1972 and are now over 1,000 dealerships across the U.S. and really knocking on the door with John Deere. And it's a fantastic company, fantastic brand. For us, it kind of the common denominator with all the brands that you listed is they play the local ground game of, getting into markets, embedding themselves in the community and making sure that they're the top consideration set. And really, if you look at all of our brands, that's kind of the common denominator is how do you win that local ground game?
And of course, the challenge now is how do you get into the local markets? You know, the outlets have become, the newspaper business is just disappearing.
Yeah.
People are streaming. And so when you stream, if you pay the money, you don't watch commercials anymore. And a lot of times they're gaming at night and you don't see commercials when you game. How do you get the message out?
Well, it's interesting because, I've been in media my whole career, and you're right. I mean, a lot of our connection historically was local radio stations and out-of-home boards, and there's still some of that. But what's interesting in the digital world, which is where the majority of spend goes today, the world got bigger, but it also got smaller, and the ability to target the exact person in the right spot, whatever the channel is, you can get to people much more targeted than you ever did before. So,
social media now?
Say it again.
You're talking about social media for targeting?
I mean, really any channel, Google, social, any of the primary digital platforms, even TV, you can buy it that way as well. And, through connected TV and platforms like that. So, for a brand like this, there's an aspect where they have to show up nationally, but a lot of it is on the ground game, getting into, local zip codes and trade areas and making sure that they're top of mind.
But the business has changed. I mean, just when you think you figure it out. I mean, Google, for example, little ads pop up or you're nudged toward one particular buyer. But now the Chat GPTs and Perplexities of the world are easing out Google. And at least I don't see them, pushing me toward, one vendor over another.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I would say this year has had more shift, because obviously digital is constantly evolving. But what you mentioned has been one of the most hot topics with a lot of our brands this year is how do you stay top of mind in environments that are completely new? It's causing us to what's the copy on your website? What's the how are we pushing out messaging, things like that? You have to kind of reconsider it in a AI-driven world.
This local aspect is really interesting, and it seems like a good thing to hook on to as you have. KRLD, for example, is local, and people want to know if it's raining or if the market's up or who won the ball game last night. And that's not something you can get, on a nationally syndicated radio program, so we get it. Perry Sook at News Nation has 200 local television stations.
Right.
And he's really an advocate of the local market.
Right.
But boy, I tell you, we're scarce. Scarce as hen's teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's still a balance, and you kind of look at different cohorts and age groups, and you'd be surprised at some of the things that are still thriving that you might be surprised about. I mean, there are certainly brands we have where radio is very much an important part of what they're doing, but you kind of have to, the combination and the kind of prioritization, I think, is different these days.
So tell me about the agency. You're a local agency and you have a lot of local customers, but you really have a national reach, and especially I would guess with Kubota.
Yeah. So we've always been interesting because McDonald's was our first client. that we always talk about multi-location at scale. And because of that, our business kind of spread wide versus deep. And, you know, 40% of our agency is actually not based in DFW, just to be on the front lines of business and really making sure that we kind of are attacking every corner of the U.S. with the brands. So I think we ran a number, but across all of our brands, we're working with over 5,000 locations of some type of place, be it a Planet Fitness gym, a McDonald's location, whatever. So we've got a lot of ground to cover. So we kind of grew wider, which is, I think, unique in the agency world.
But have you benefited by the in-migration here, the relocation of, you know, the major corporation? I mean, Kubota is not new by any means. I mean, they've been here for 50 years. But I would guess that this location, with the whole world sort of beating a path to Texas, and in particular yes. North Texas, it seems like, would help you.
Yeah, 100%. We are very grateful for where we're located. Like you said, there's a lot of brands that are moving to Dallas, but also there's brands that, you know, don't necessarily want to pay East Coast and West Coast rates and want to have an airport that's accessible to every part of the U.S. And there's just a lot of benefits to that. And actually, Houston is really our probably second biggest market for a lot of the same reasons. So, yeah, we love that. Love that connection.
A lot of multinational companies in Houston. This area is going back to actually where it was even probably before World War II, is a financial center. And more and more, I mean, the growth there. Have you penetrated that market? I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, it's we're starting to in some areas. I think those are some goals that we have as well. And yeah, definitely cognizant of that and really a few different corridors, tech being another one. We just started working with a brand that relocated here called Pluralsight. It's a tech education platform and amazing company. And so you're starting to see those kind of opportunities move into this market too. I think I saw something recently that said, you know, Austin gets a lot of credit for the tech space, but Dallas actually has gotten more of the tech. It's just that we're a bigger market and could absorb it. And obviously we do a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah, I think we have more tech employees. So
yeah.
This is a big win. Let me go back to Kubota Tractor, because I know this has got to be a big win for you. I mean, they've got a 1,000 dealerships spread out across the country. So how many people do you have working on something like that? Do you upsize, you know, your firm when you get a big account like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, part of anything like this is you know, obviously they've gotten to meet some great people within our agency that we're going to be shifting into the business. That's kind of primary goal, and then bringing in the right people to kind of round out the team. I mean, all in, this is one that'll probably have, you know, 20, 30 people touching it on some level. So it's a big one, and really our primary focus starts in 2026, but even just the ramp up to get there, we're doing a lot of stuff right now, which is really exciting and fun.
Well, I, you know, just talking to you, I certainly have a desire to go out and buy a tractor. I may start small. Matt Powell is the CEO of Maroc Agency. It's good to spend some time with you again. Thank you very much, sir.
You bet. Thank you, David.
Thanks for our conversation. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.